This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour, which is kind of like the second hour because our first hour was blown out of the water by technical difficulties. So thanks to everybody out there for being patient with us tonight here as we continue our broadcast. And it's been relatively flawless so far. Thank you to the great folks behind the scenes at the Genesis Communications Network, Donovan and the rest of the crew there, for getting it all ironed out for us here. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we are here from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is Rogers Campground in New Hampshire, Lancaster, New Hampshire, right across from a portion of the White Mountains, which is an incredible drive up here, by the way. I mean, we were in Marv, I did not come up through 93, which is the main interstate in New Hampshire. I didn't come up through 93 last year, and so it was absolutely spectacular with the misty kind of mountaintops and everything.
When you can get the vistas, they're beautiful. On the interstate, you don't get the vistas, though, I feel, that you do at Rogers Campground. Whoever, you know, stood on this piece of land and said, you know, this would make a fine campground, was right. You must be able to see Nine Peaks.
It's an incredible view, and you can be here because it's not too late. The Porcupine Freedom Festival hasn't even officially kicked off. It starts up tomorrow morning, and you can go to porkfest2010.com to learn more about the event, to get registered. I don't know if you can get registered online. Excuse me. I think you probably just have to show up at this point and, you know, throw $30 in the pot.
Would you try to register online?
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
At this point.
Yeah, so just come on up here, all the directions, everything you need to know. It's all at porkfest2010.com. Pete Ayer is with us from LibertyOnTour.com as you prepare to take off again here from New Hampshire and tour around the country to how many cities? 13, 12, 20?
Yeah, 13 cities in 13 weeks. But some of the drives we have are longer, so we're going to, you know, stop. For example, we're going from Denver to San Francisco, so we're going to stop in Salt Lake one at least briefly and, you know, meet with some folks there. So we're going to have some smaller scale things too, but we're going to have at least 13 big meetups.
It sounds like it's going to be a blast to watch. You guys are going to be creating videos and putting up content at libertyontour.com. So folks should go now, bookmark it now, add it to their aggregator now, and keep an eye on what Pete and Adam are doing. If we get a chance, we'll talk to Adam in a little bit here. But Pete, what I wanted to talk to you about was last night we were at the Nightcap enjoying a few drinks and some smoke out in Keene Central, beautiful Central Square, as we have done almost nightly. Now, we won't be there tonight, obviously, because we're in Lancaster, New Hampshire, but it's become a nice little tradition when you guys are in town that we go out and do that. And you told me something last night that I thought was really awesome, and that was that, you know, you've been around the country, and you really plugged into the liberty movements around the country. And, well, what did you have to say about New Hampshire in comparison?
Yeah, I mean, before I start, I want to clarify. The Nightcap, I think, was I want to give credit to Adam Miller for coming up with that idea. I think it's great, and it's a done break of the day. So anybody listening anywhere and wherever you're at, like, maybe put the word out to the freedom folks in your area and say, hey, let's get together in the central location at night. You know, it's chill. It's a time to socialize and build a community.
Oh, and the weather is perfect right now, right. This time of year in New Hampshire. Nightcaps wouldn't be so great during the wintertime, but it is beautiful and good opportunity during the summer.
So, so what we're talking about, you know, Adam and I, we each have our favorite cities that we visited from Motorhome Diaries, and I think, you know, a few off the top. Because of the activism there, the people there, the community, the organization, you know, Austin was great, Nashville was great, Portland was great. I mean, a lot of good activist folks, you know, Philly and New York, you know, as well.
Portland, Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some of the folks there are of a different stripe of anarchism, I'd say. But sure. But it's a good scene, it's a good town. But yeah, I mean, I was telling Ian last night that, you know, I didn't even include New Hampshire or Keene in this ranking when I compare different cities to try to describe, like, what are the most active areas or where are the places that I want to be. Like, it's assumed that New Hampshire and Keene especially are going to be number one, far and above. And then, you know, who's the second? That's the big question.
Yeah, Manchester? It's like going to the mini...
Grafton?
Yeah.
Other New Hampshire cities?
It just doesn't make any sense to compare, you know, the rest of the nation and their activism to what's going on in New Hampshire because there's such a large collection.
Yeah, I should also throw some love out there to Freedom's Phoenix, because last year when we were on the road, I told folks, hey, if you can't yet move to New Hampshire, like copy, replicate the model Freedom's Phoenix has, because they have a lot of good folks.
Yeah, they're doing amazing work down there. Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock, he's expected to be up here this weekend, of course. He broadcasts over at LRN.FM in the afternoons right before our show from 5 to 7 Eastern Time. And, of course, always looking forward to meeting up with Ernie. He's just a fireball of... Of intensity and passion for what he does.
Yeah, and persuasiveness too.
And yeah, he really is good at talking about liberty, and it always pleases me to hear what he is saying, because he does such a great job of really exposing people to freedom oriented ideas, and he puts his money where his mouth is, and literally invests a lot of his, from what I can tell, his personal income.
And right, Freedom's Phoenix is actually coming on board Liberty on Tour as our official. They bought a gold package. Adam and I came up with a couple. Packages. They bought a gold. They're going to buy a gold package, and they're going to be our official food sponsors. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Get some more mentions that way.
Great, and that is still available. Yes, the package sponsorships for Marv. You'll get all kinds of stuff like graphics on Marv and handouts and.
Yeah, if anybody's interested, Adam and I, we put together a video when we were in Ohio, essentially giving a background about ourselves, our project Liberty on Tour, and what advertising packages were available. We got to Keene, and this is just another example of how great the community is here. We showed it to our friends Sam Dodson and Meg McClain from the Obscure Truth Network, and they said, yeah, it's good, but we can help you make it better because they have even better equipment. So we did a couple days of shooting, editing, and then we have this great video. It's on YouTube at youtube.com/libertyontour, and it's about 5.5 minutes long, and I think it's, you know, it's really slick. I'm really proud of it, so... but yeah, we're looking for organizations, businesses, people to step up, help
now,
us out.
Now, instead of going to the YouTube address, they can just go to libertyontour.com and see that video, can't they?
It's not there yet.
Not there yet.
On the site, but
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a gentleman in the audience today who helped us cover antiwar.com's advertisement through Liberty on Tour as well. So it's just great to see the spontaneity, the grassroots effort of this already. And we've had a really favorable reaction.
You want to stick around for another phone call?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk to Sean in Florida. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Pete, and Mark. Hello, Sean, in Florida, going once. Sean in Florida, going twice. How about John in Washington?
Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, who is this? Is this Sean?
This is Sean.
Sean? All right, Sean, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was originally going to respond to the immigration. I want to start off to say I've talked to you before, Ian, and had a couple email exchanges. I don't expect you to remember me, so I'm just saying hi. And to Pete over from the we are so cotton-picking funny as liberty activists. Mobile authority response vehicle, that cracked me up when I was listening to it.
Yeah, I always get confused about what it stands for. Mobile authority resistance vehicle.
Correct. Resistance vehicle. Excuse me, my bad. Yeah, we're so funny. I just wanted to tell Pete that the interview he did with Ron Paul, that second video, is like the ultimate status, please. Stop ranting about how, you know, what a status Ron Paul is, right? Because that's where, you know, he did the interview where Ron Paul, we were talking about voluntarism, he said, you know, I think that's my ultimate goal.
Right.
So yeah, love that video.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. I mean, we were really pleased to get that. We had a few folks say, hey, you're in Texas, why don't you interview Ron Paul? And we said, hey, let's see if we can make it happen. It was able to happen, and he was great. The heat was over 90, and in the RV it was over 100.
Whoa.
And afterwards he said, you know, I didn't know I was going to make it because it was so hot, but but he was really excited that Adam had been, you know, kind of turned back on to be an activist because of his campaign initially, and then so he essentially interviewed Adam for a while afterwards. But, yeah, it was great. His staff told us later that... You know, they saw a side of Ron Paul they hadn't really seen come out in different interviews. He talked about jury nullification. He talked about taxes and civil disobedience. So it was
I remember that one. Now, folks can go pull that up because all of the MotorhomeDiaries.com interviews are still online. They're still over at YouTube.
That's right.
I mean, so probably the easiest way to find that would be to go and search, what, Motorhome Diaries Ron Paul?
Yeah, perhaps? That, or you go to YouTube/Motorhome Diaries, and then just you could search for Ron Paul in the search box.
Sean, any final thoughts?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, that was a great interview because it was so casual and it covered things that minarchists and anarchists have been arguing on, you know, forums for like 3 years, right? And that one was just a very casual conversation on it.
Yeah.
But I was going to say
go ahead.
The quick point I had on the immigration was, you know, we can't forget that we put all the Mexican farmers out of business with our U.S. corn subsidies. You know, so that's something else we always have to... you know, keep throwing into the mix too, in addition to our welfare subsidies and our
not my welfare subsidies. I had nothing to do with them, and I don't think you did either. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231, live from Porkfest.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live, what is tonight? Wednesday edition of the show. We are here to I am all loopy right now, Mark. I was up late last night doing... I was playing. I was totally geeking out with my new cell phone. I cracked into it with the. I did a root, as they call it, with the new Android phone. So if I seem a little loopy today, that is the reason why. I promise I have not been imbibing in alcohol here at the campground yet. That will come later, and it will be happening a lot later on. In fact, all weekend long, lots of alcohol and other kinds of fun things happening here. Inevitably, cannabis will be passed around, and I hear there's even a pirate radio station on the air here at the campground. I don't know what that's all about, though.
Yeah, there's lots of things going on here at Porcus, and this is one of the reasons for sort of the interview that I have lined up here. But there's family events going on. There'll be religious events going on. I believe that there's going to be whatever the Jewish thing is that they do, synagogue?
The Oneg Shabbat.
Yeah, that one. And there's going to be a Quaker meeting.
Rabbi.
How do you spell that? Oneg Shabbat?
O-N-E-G.
Oneg. Okay, got it.
I believe it's a Hebrew word.
Hannah Hoffman is with us here. And Hannah, just hang out with us for a little bit. We're going to go to the phones here and talk first to John in Washington, and then we'll talk to you about what you're doing here this weekend. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Hannah.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, John, what's on your mind? You're on here
right?
As we're at Porkfest. I'm sorry?
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. I was just asking if you can hear me okay.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I just wanted to, I was actually catching up on podcasts, and I was listening to Friday nights, and I just wanted to mention the blog from Jody Emery. Man, that was. I was with you on it. Man, it brought tears to my eyes. It was horrible. And then that guy.
Well, I'm glad somebody appreciated it, because the first call we got after it was
a real jerk.
I
actually, you should have heard me. I was like cursing at him. It was hilarious.
Yeah. What a jerk! For those that didn't hear it was our Saturday show. We read an amazing blog post from Jody Emery, who's the wife of heroic Mark Emery, and I think she's pretty heroic herself. Who's currently in jail now for 5 years for speaking out against the war on drugs and selling a few seeds.
Mark Emery is.
Mark Emery, and she visited him in the federal maximum security prison that he is in right now in Seattle, and recounted her experience on her blog, and I read it in full on the air on Saturday night, which, you know, is an unusual thing for Free Talk Live. Normally we can open up the show and just ask a question, and then the floodgates open and people call in. So we actually stopped down and didn't take calls for like a good 45 minutes at least as we read her blog post, because I really did find it important and touching, because
absolutely,
what she's talking about, what she was describing, is an experience that so many Americans have now had and continue to have as their friends and family members are locked up in prison cells because, you know, they had a plant in their pocket or a chemical of some sort. There's a guy in our audience who's pointing to himself. I mean, there's at least probably a handful of people here in this room that have gone to jail or have dealt with people that have... Go ahead.
It's not even just drugs, though. It's even other stupid things, you know?
Sure.
I mean, there's places in this place where you can get tickets for $500 for spitting on a sidewalk. That's ridiculous. It's wrong.
How about
it's
driving
drugs,
while
though.
Suspended? There's a lot of people in jail here in New Hampshire for driving things.
Yeah. You know, when I got a DUI like 4 years ago, and when I had mine, they told me right out the gate, if I got caught, it was an automatic 30 days if I was driving on a suspended. It's just mandatory. You know, I don't know necessarily if that's true or not, but that's what they told me, and I believed it, you know. But the reason why I called wasn't just because of that, but I also called because another guy on your Friday night show, Jack, he called in, and he was talking about his older brother who was 54, who was lazy. You know, marijuana smokers only they're all lazy, and they just become
right.
lazy, and that's what will happen. You know,
if you smoke pot, you'll turn into a shiftless loser.
Right, yeah, and I just wanted to point out to him, you know, hopefully he's listening. Here's a couple people just right off the top of my head that smoked pot or smoked pot and automatically became, you know, they were still motivated and not lazy. Bill Gates would be one of those guys. When he was creating the computer, he did a lot of drugs. And he's still,
really?
Look at him now, he's one of the richest men.
I didn't
in the
know
world.
It was Bill Gates. I hadn't heard that about Bill Gates. I knew the Apple guy had done it, Steve Jobs. Both of them, we're being told that both. Okay, wow.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Steve Jobs actually, as I understand it, Steve Jobs has spoke highly of LSD before as well, which is, you know, really amazing for somebody in that position to come out in that way.
Well, you know, you kind of can, I'm just cracking a joke, but you could kind of expect that with how complicated computers were back then and them figuring it out in a garage, you know.
It's a complicated. Marijuana allows people to get creative. It, to some extent, it allows some people to step
smoker.
Outside of the box.
I'm an everyday smoker. As a matter of fact, I'm a bartender, and you know, my mom, she was observing me at work, and one day she told me, you know, you didn't get high today, did you? And I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, yeah, you need to make sure you keep doing that. She's also my manager, so. You know.
Your mom told you that?
Yeah, she honestly told me that. Because she's always hated that I've smoked. I've smoked since I was like 14 years old. I'm 25 now, almost 26. And I was working, and we got really busy one night, and I just got frustrated, couldn't keep up with people because they were just so. People get, when they're drinking, they get so, like, commanding and everything. And you can, it really wears on your patience. And it's the marijuana that definitely takes that little edge off that allows me to.
Yeah, so it mellows you out enough to where you can handle the stress from the customers.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know,
I love that. I think.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I love it. The you know, the personal testimonial to say, hey, I'm a regular marijuana user, and I am not a loser.
Absolutely.
That I am successful.
I work like 70 hours a week, not just bartending. You know, I'm trying to get all my own businesses up off the ground and stuff. I actually just bought your guys' English.freetalklive.com book. That's being
advertised. Great one for advertisers.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
So was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, John?
Bill Gates, Mark Emery, Bill Cooper, all successful, all marijuana users. I believe you said that you used it at least in the past. You might now.
Yeah, I'll be using it tonight at some point.
Exactly. Laziness is just a mindset. It usually takes something significant to motivate a lazy person. Other people that are famous that use marijuana that do one of the hardest things that I know of, which is memorizing stuff, would be actors and songwriters.
Sure. They do more than marijuana, that's for sure.
Well, exactly.
Great call. Hey, stick with us, though. Hannah, you wanted to jump in here.
I was just going
to
say, I've never smoked pot. I've done alcohol before, but I really don't like being around drunk people, but I am just so relaxed when I'm around people who are high. I just find them to be really calm and in control of themselves.
Say again, John.
Is it Horner or Horner?
Hannah
Hoffman is with us here tonight, the musician extraordinaire.
She's alliterative, too.
Awesome. I'll have to look you up. You have a mic, please?
Yep. Hey, you're getting kind of muffled. We got to let you go. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Great points. I completely agree. And I think that anybody that has anybody that's not obviously like a drug warrior, like a total prohibitionist, has friends and family members that they know smoke pot. Because if you know somebody who, if you're a pot smoker or a pot consumer, cannabis consumer, and you know somebody is like a virulent, angry prohibitionist, you're going to do everything you can to conceal the fact that you are a drug user from that person. But I think most people know people who are pot smokers, and they are very comfortable with them, and they understand that there's a wide range of cannabis consumers out there. People who are losers smoke cannabis, and people who are winners smoke cannabis. I don't think it has anything to do with the flower on the plant. I think it has to do with the person. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. More with Hannah Hoffman here in moments.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here live from the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the lovely Rogers Campground right across the street from the White Mountains. It's an incredible view and an incredible place. And better than that, amazing people here to meet and get to know and begin friendships that in many cases will last a lifetime, because people are literally picking up their lives and making the move to New Hampshire from all across the country. We were chatting with people during the breaks here in the up here in the showroom where we're at. They call it the TV room here at Rogers Campground.
It's the radio room tonight.
Yep, and so we, you know, getting people's stories, and people, it's always the case that people move here during Porkfest. Like, they come here, and this is it. They've made the move. This is their introduction to coming here to New Hampshire, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be talking to one of those folks here in a little bit. But, Mark, before we get to all of that, tell me about Taryn Lupo's LCL report.
Well, the LCL report, Taryn Lupo from LCL report and Wheels Off Liberty, who
he
just walked into the room, he supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. You can support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique stuff. Is all you have to do is go to see his custom work, and, you know, he'll do custom work for anything you can dream up. You can go see his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook.
I have a piece of his jewelry, and it's absolutely beautiful.
People love Taryn's jewelry. I mean, jewelry people are really into the jewelry from Taryn, and he does a good job.
I mean, where are you going to find Liberty-themed jewelry? I mean, that's just not something that's out there, so he's got his own little niche.
Let's talk to Taryn about that stuff here in a little bit. Yeah. LCLReport.com is his website. Hang out here, Taryn. We'll bring you in if we had a chance. We've kind of booked up guests all the way through the end of the show here tonight, but we still can make room for your phone calls as well at 800-259-9231. So here at the Porkfest 2010. Now, Hannah Hoffman is with us, musician extraordinaire. What instruments are you able to play?
I only play piano, and I
just
sing.
Just piano. I think it's the singing.
I play. I can fake the guitar, but I don't consider myself a guitar player.
Well, you are a pianist extraordinaire, then. I've heard some of your music, and it's very nice. And Mark, she's here performing this weekend, right?
Right. One of the things that I want to point out is that Porkfest isn't all about the party. It's a great party, but it's a family event. It's, events where people partake in religious activities. And there's also, dance parties and things like that. But
karaoke tonight, I think.
Yeah, karaoke. Hannah's doing something that I think is really cool, adds a little culture. And Hannah, please explain.
Well, tomorrow night and also Friday, I'm going to be playing in a little jazz trio with Luther and Varen Swearingen.
Who's the president of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
These guys have been wanting to jam for quite some time, right?
Yeah. And there's going to be lots of other musicians playing Friday night. There's going to be a huge jam.
Where is this happening? What location at the campground?
Where the karaoke is happening.
Is there a piano down there?
I brought my keyboard with me.
Oh, okay. So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Did you fake it with a keyboard?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot easier than rolling around, a piano. It's
If somebody knew what a jazz trio did, would you be able to tell them what they can expect to hear?
Well, we've never actually rehearsed together, so it's going to be an experiment. But no, we know what we're playing. And,
all of you are accomplished musicians, so it should be interesting to see that.
Yeah, and so we're kind of just going to be improvising and playing some old standard jazz songs, and I'm going to be singing and... hopefully we can get some other people up to kind of make it like a jam session. So
You played the actual piano that was at the Liberty Forum, and I kind of there were people standing around and enjoying it, and I sort of mingled with them and asked some questions about what they felt that they were experiencing, and all of them said that superlative things about your ability to play. And you're at one of those music schools or something, right?
Yeah. I'm at a jazz music conservatory, which is a lame excuse for college.
You got to spend that trust fund on something. Don't you?
So, Hannah, besides the talent that you're bringing to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's your second time here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were here last year, and that's where we first met, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And so clearly you had a good time because you're back, right?
It was awesome.
Yeah. What was it that made you want to come back so much?
Well, besides the fact that there are just so many people with such unique skills and talents and interests, it's really just like the social atmosphere, being around people that I agree with and that I just like click with.
It really feels like sort of a decompression because you have to hold what you say. And, in dealing with other people in sort of real life, and they don't agree with you on the ideas of liberty at all. But when you can come here to Porkfest, there are hundreds and hundreds of people. Everywhere you go, people believe the same way you do about the government's level of intrusion, its use of violence on poor and suspecting people. And I think that's the very best aspect of it, too.
Definitely.
And it's hard to separate sort of the social end of it from sort of the party end. Because I think people, when I talk about the social end, it sounds like I'm talking about the party end. But for me, it's the talking to people.
Well, I disagree with what you said. I think Porkfest is a big party. But party doesn't necessarily have to mean beer and drugs and stuff.
It doesn't mean that for you.
It can be a cultured party.
Yeah, and like you said, you don't mind hanging out with people that are maybe imbibing or partaking, that kind of thing. So what else are you looking forward to this weekend besides the camaraderie?
I'm really looking forward to the hiking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never been hiking.
Now, do you hike around the camp area?
I'm not sure. I'm just going to follow whoever's leading me. So probably
the head
somewhere.
Hiker.
Right. I think it's Mike and Stephanie.
From Pork Therapy, porktherapy.com, which you actually sing the title song for, the introductory song.
You kind of jingle it for a couple of different liberty organizations, is that right? Mm-hmm. So have they, begged you to do that, or is it...
I wouldn't say beg.
Do you jingles for money for people? I'm trying to figure out what they do. So if somebody wanted one of your jingles, first, if somebody wanted to hear some of the jingles that you did and or wanted to get them, how would they find that?
Good question.
You can go to hhmusic.net.
You do have your own website.
I do. It's sort of, I'm still working on it, so it's not it's not really
super finished.
Yeah.
But there's a way to contact you there.
Yeah.
Is there music to listen to there?
There is music there. You can also you can also go to my YouTube channel, which is YouTube/Hanarchist.
Is that also available through hhmusic.net, the YouTube
channel? I believe there's a link there.
Good.
Somebody's got to get your website done, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is Johnson on that one? There's so many web.
Where am I on that one?
Where are the web? Are you talented with the web design?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm actually taking a web design course next semester in school.
Oh, good. So well, you know, there are a lot of single males around here in New Hampshire.
You can just smile at them; they'll do it.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yeah, it wouldn't be hard, I don't think, to find somebody who is interested in handling, you know, a little help with the website.
Actually, Mike Barsky helped me a lot. He set up the entire website for me, but I'm trying to kind of learn how to navigate on my own.
It's always a good thing. If you want something done right, do it yourself, right? So anything else that you want to get out there tonight, Hannah? I appreciate you coming on.
I'm just looking forward to hearing all the bands that are playing Friday night.
Oh, is that Friday? They're going to have a little Battle of the Bands thing or something like that?
Cool. Battle, but...
Well, there's also going to be the one of the other things that I'm pretty excited about, because I didn't get to see it last year, because we always do the show at night,
right.
And there's fun things that happen at night here. And not to say I'm not having fun here, but there's, what was it, Soapbox Idol is what it was last year. People get up, and they've got 3 minutes, and they just get to go off on something, basically. And there's a panel of judges, and I believe our very own Gardner Goldsmith was on the panel last year. I think he's back to be on the panel again this year. And that was a really popular event, because it just got really wild. People were having a good old time with one another there, and I'm looking forward to hopefully making to see some of that this weekend. Hannah Hoffman from hhmusic.net. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for adding a little culture to Porkfest.
I try.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yes, Mark.
Well, one of the other things that's going on at Porkfest is the sneak preview of Chartarum, the John Shaw motion picture brought to you by Think Twice Productions. And you can get your copy of the Porkfest-only limited edition of the original soundtrack. There will be the soundtrack available on the interwebs after Porkfest, but the Porkfest-only limited edition is only available at Porkfest. And there's a commemorative beer mug to go along with it. And Friday night here in the Free Talk Live TV room, right after the show is when the big party is.
Hey, it's not too late to get up here. If you can make it up to Lancaster, New Hampshire this weekend, get on up. I believe that, I don't know what the breakdowns are. I don't know if you can, I think it's just $30, period. You come in, you pay $30, you can stay the whole weekend. You're just coming for Saturday, it's probably $30. I don't have the details on that. We don't have either of the organizers here. But it's cheap. I mean, this is camping. So it's not like you've got to buy a hotel room or anything like that. Just come on up. Join us. We're going to be here broadcasting all weekend long. And there's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. We'll talk to somebody who is fresh in New Hampshire, brand new, on the ground, boots on the ground, all the way up from Indianapolis. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in here in the remaining moments of the program as we kick off the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is starting officially tomorrow night. We're here a day early. Showed up this afternoon, and Mark, you actually made it out here. It was questionable as to whether or not you were going to make it, but here you are. And, of course, a number of our co-hosts will be in and out throughout the weekend, so you'll hear voices you're familiar with, like Gardner Goldsmith. I'm sure we'll get Sam in here, and I don't know if Wayne's going to drop by. Curtis is around, but he's really busy because he's organizing the festival. So we'll get all kinds of voices on here, people who you've heard before and people you've never heard before. Wes is one of those folks. He's sitting here with us on our third microphone. Wes, move right on in close to that mic and say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Wes. So you're from, you were telling me during the break, you're from Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm from the north side of Indianapolis, born and raised. And I'm making the decision to move to New Hampshire this weekend.
So you didn't make the decision to move this weekend. You'd already made the decision, or you are making?
Yeah. Well, no, I made the decision before I came to Portland.
So, and now this is it. I mean, you're here. This is your first time in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You never even came to visit here before moving.
No.
You have now made the move. Your home is gone in Indianapolis, and your home is now in New Hampshire. That's awesome.
What are your hopes? What are you hoping to get from your move to New Hampshire?
Well, I plan on staying here my whole life and being involved in activism. I mean,
that's dedication right there. Awesome.
So,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on. Oh, he's got his phone's ringing. Go ahead, Wes, by all means.
And I just couldn't imagine living any other place than New Hampshire now. I mean, just I came here. I got here a few hours ago.
Okay,
and
me too.
Just the time I've spent here. I can't go back.
So was it everything you expected or more? I mean, and you've barely even been here,
yeah,
but
I haven't even seen.
Right.
This is my first year at Porkfest.
Right.
Too.
Right. So that's what I'm trying to delve into here. What are you hoping from your? Because there's a lot of people out there that they haven't stepped foot in New Hampshire yet. What are you hoping to get? From your activism, what do you hope to see the government change into in 10 years? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty excited about. I don't particularly label myself as an agorist, but it's being called agorism a lot these days. I'm pretty excited about alternatives to the services, if you can call them that, that the government offers. Mm-hmm. Basically establishing those and
so working outside
to establish a voluntary society.
Right. So doing your part, whatever you can, whatever your talents are, as much as possible outside of the official kind of system of getting permits and begging permission from government
exactly.
bureaucrats. You want to do business without asking permission.
Exactly.
I think that's great. In fact, we've got Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit is here, and I don't know if you've had a chance to meet her yet. I have not. She's probably very busy at her kitchen. We're getting whoops, woos from
the kitchen.
But Mama Allie, as you know, we've had her on the show in the past. You can go to guests.freetalklive.com to download the interviews with her. She's an incredible example of what you're talking about. She's someone who has set up a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week food home-cooked meal delivery service.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. She's been doing it for a couple of years now, and it didn't start as 24 hours, but it moved quickly to 24 hours because there's just that much demand. She does it down in Savannah, Georgia, and she's open about it. You know, she passes out business cards and things like that, puts up flyers around the city. So the word's out on the street that there's a woman in Savannah, Georgia, who's cooking food out of her kitchen without a government permit and then selling it without collecting taxes on it. So, I mean, I think that kind of business would be incredibly successful, or any kind of business, because you're not paying all the taxes, you're not dealing with all the overhead that so many other business people are. In fact, I understand that I learned from Karen Lupo that Mama Allie has written a book, like a how-to book, as to how to do what she does.
That's awesome.
With the intention of creating several other businesses like hers around the country, and I hope that one of them pops up here in New Hampshire, because I think it's a great idea. At 4 a.m, you're hungry, call Mama Allie, and she's going to take it. In fact, if you're here at Pork Fest, and it's, I don't know, is she going 24 hours, Taryn?
I think she is. I think I read that.
She's got people with her.
Yeah.
She's come up to the Pork Fest. She's got a campsite, and she's cooking around the clock with her staff. If you're hungry at 5 a.m. and you're at Pork Fest, you can go over to can you call her? I don't know. We're gonna have her here. She's gonna be on the show talking to us if we can pull her away from the kitchen for a little while, and they'll deliver to your campsite.
It's crazy stuff. It's crazy.
Incredible. I mean, this is a record-setting Pork Fest. Glad you're here, Wes. Congratulations on your move. Look forward to hearing good things from you, and thanks again. Welcome to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Taryn Lupo is going to join us here to wrap the show out. Taryn from LCLReport.com. Welcome back on Free Talk Live. You and I got to spend some time together in Marv as we traveled with the boys from LibertyOnTour.com today. That was fun.
That was really cool being in Marv. I felt like you're in a piece of history.
Yeah, yeah. It does feel that way.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, anybody that's, if you haven't gone to MotorhomeDiaries.com to see what Marv's history has been, it's been long and storied. I mean, they've had all kinds of guests going through Marv. And in fact, if you look at the ceiling of Marv, and there are photos and videos of this on their website, it's covered. The ceiling is covered in signatures from people like Ron Paul to, you name it, Mark, your signature's up there. I mean,
stars from Free Talk Live.
I don't know about that, but a lot of people, everybody they had go into Marv, whether they were just average folks they met on the street or people like Ron Paul, they asked him to sign the ceiling of, it's an incredible
kind of feels
vehicle.
Like, and I know this is going to sound cheesy, but honestly, I think in like 20 years, that's going to be some sort of Liberty Museum.
It feels really neat to see. I mean, with our little niche of the world, that's the way it feels.
It really does. As far as what I'm going to be doing tomorrow is I'm doing a champagne party.
Yeah, what's that about?
It's a champagne mimosa party. I'm just giving out free booze at 8:30 after the opening ceremonies. And what I'm actually doing is...
A.M.?
No.
It's a mimosa. When you drink mimosas, people.
You can do that. But the point of it is...
bunch of cretins.
It's actually an award ceremony. At 9 o'clock, the award ceremony goes off where I give out the dog tags for civil disobedience.
Oh, cool.
And they're silver dog tags I make, and you cannot buy these. These are ones you
one
get.
Of a kind.
You can only get them in when you get arrested. You have to be getting arrested or detained by a cop, and they have little handcuffs on them, and they say what you've got detained for. And you'll see people walking around Pork Fest with dog tags that you cannot buy.
Get a little closer on that, Mike.
That you can't buy.
Perfect. So, Taryn, LCLReport.com is your that's a link to your YouTube channel where folks can go and they can watch you talk about all kinds of liberty-oriented things.
I change it around every week.
Now, you're not just doing jewelry and YouTube channel, and that's keeping you busy enough. Plus, I think you've got a day job on top of all that. You've also written a book recently. Is that public? Can we
Correct.
Talk about that?
Yeah, no, it's coming out next week. It's How to Step Out of the System and Start Your Own Black Market Business. But the difference between it is there are, nuts and bolts manuals out there to teach you how to start a black market business. This is taking it from an activist position, where you don't have to hide and sneak around about it. How to actually be open like Mama Allie
does. Like Mama Allie, yeah.
And
because it helps kind of protect her, doesn't it? I mean, being open in a way brings attention to her, and that means both positive and negative, and hopefully the positives will outweigh
it. It's one of those situations where if she gets arrested, it brings a ton of attention, and it was you couldn't buy that kind of advertising.
Oh, absolutely.
And who's going to – I mean, the cops arresting somebody for – delivering food. I mean, it's crazy.
It's a huge black eye. And now she can do damn near anything she wants in that town. I mean, the cops have actually said, we will not arrest her for anything. So,
yeah, this is, and that's the way to do it. This is what it takes initially. If you hold through, because they'll try to intimidate you initially. But if you hold on, you know, what are they going to do about somebody who wants to cook food in their house and deliver it around the town?
And
lock her up.
But what will happen is people will say, well, that lady's doing it and not getting in trouble. I'm going to do
it.
Yes, and
exactly.
That's the game plan is, you know, if enough of us start doing business and every time the cops mess with you, you make them stars on YouTube and embarrass the heck out of them, and that, they'll just leave you alone.
That's the plan, and if we get enough people together, then it makes it even more strong. It makes it more difficult for them to interfere.
And that is an underlying theme of the new book. Oh, by the way, the book will be completely free.
I wanted to mention that, yeah. How will folks be able to get their hands on it?
It'll come out next week at lclreport.com.
So it's like an ebook or something?
It's an ebook. You just download it for free. But when I write ebooks, I sell them, but I'm trying a different style this time by actually making advertisers supported, like a magazine does. You know, there's going to be an ad on every page, but, you know, it's free.
So that's what magazines do. Every column inch, every inch of words they have, they should have an inch of advertising.
And
that's the way it should be.
The Liberty community has really, I mean, I sold those ads in like 2 days. They were really backed
up.
So.
That's outstanding. It really is a group of people that works so well together, and they're really just, I think, some of the best people that I've ever met.
You got to back each other up, and that really comes through on that.
Taryn Lupo from lclreport.com, welcome back. How many Pork Fests has this been now?
This is my second Pork Fest.
Second one, okay.
But in two Liberty Forums and Live Free or Die, and so I'm always up here for some.
All right, when are you making the move, Taryn? Come on now.
You know, I still have family issues, but I'm trying to start living here part-time next year. So I'll be coming up in RV for at least the summertime here.
That's exciting. And I'm glad you've been on the show tonight. Thank you so much for coming on here. We're live, but not for much longer, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mark, tell me about Memory Dealers quickly.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment.
And you can visit them at MemoryDealers.com. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, customized solutions. They're compatible all over the place. Great stuff, great deals. MemoryDealers.com. We're back tomorrow night for episode 2, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. See you then.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.